Welcome to another episode of Sisters in Conversation. I'm your host, Tebelo Motshwane. I'm an attorney by profession and the founder of a platform called Sister in Law, which is a platform dedicated to empowering women through legal education. On today's episode, I'm joined by this one.
That's one.
I'm joined by Aurelia Ngumalo, who is an attorney and
not an attorney, an advocate.
Advocate Lobsile Ngumalo.
Yes.
A lot of you are familiar with her if you've been with the platform and the podcast for a few years now.
Yeah.
She is a sister-in-law favorite. She's been on the podcast before. She's shared her journey with us. And she has been on many other contributions to the sister-in-law platform, which
Absolutely.
I'm forever grateful for. But today she's specifically back for Where Are They Now? Because she was the first guest on the first season and the first episode ever.
Was it the first?
You were one.
Number two. I was top five.
No, you were number one.
I was number one. Yes. Oh, was it?
So this is the first guest 5 years ago when the podcast started.
Yeah.
So a lot has happened in 5 years.
Absolutely.
We've grown so much. We've had a pandemic in between.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we were able to record in person because there was no pandemic. It was January 2020.
Yeah. No, definitely. When we started out, and I think the rest of the other episodes, then you had to
So after recording the first six guests, I then had to move to online. But yeah, you were the first.
Thank you.
Came to your house. You gave me a smoothie. You gave me a shot of ginger juice.
I'm not at that house anymore.
You're not dishing out smoothies. A lot has changed.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically today is a catch-up episode. Mm-hmm. Who is this Aurelia 5 years from the first time you spoke to us? What are some of the exciting things you've been up to?
Yeah.
Some of the new lessons you've learned. Jeez,
I think more than anything, there has been a journey to personal growth.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of adaptability that I've had to do in my personal life and also in my professional life.
Mm.
And I think when we started talking, it was me now dabbling into the entrepreneurship stuff. Where it was, okay, I've got this digital platform. How best do I use it?
Mm.
And then COVID. Yeah, team.
But in a way, that sort of actually did push us to using our digital platforms more.
Absolutely.
As you recall, we broke the internet with our Don't Rush challenge.
Oh, yes, honey. Listen.
So
we did that.
So yes. It was... it did force us to move to our digital platforms.
And to innovate, you know, and especially with like the titles that we have and the type of profession that we're in.
Mm.
It's we are the boring thing. Mm. We are the, you know, I went to a GC summit recently and they're like, one of the panelists was like, creative ideas go and die at legal. And I was like, guys, but why?
At legal? No. We are some of the most creative people we know.
Like, absolutely.
You think for us to get you out of jail, there was no creativity?
Absolutely. That too.
Lawyers.
But you know, you know, when you work in an organization and you are an in-house counsel, which is the role that I'm really, really throwing all of myself into, like properly now with still the entrepreneurship. And it's that thing. And I understand it's like somebody has a great idea in some department in the organization. And then I'm like, okay, but what are the legalities? What does this look like? What is the
dreams
IP?
Go to die.
And then creative ideas or dreams go to die at legal, because now we're like, okay, let's look at how possible this is, you know? But I mean, so we do get a bad name for that. We're shutting down people's things. Like, no. Let's navigate this.
Mm.
So it's taken... you know, the business experience that I have accumulated, as well as what I'm still accumulating, and then putting that into the in-house roles that I'm in currently. Mm. As I've said, I am no longer at that house that we filmed at the, you know, that has obviously had its own impact in terms of what I do professionally. And going back, you know, I was in, you know, I had thrown myself into entrepreneurship and a custody battle has now put me
back. And it
back.
Was unstable, that entrepreneur.
Like, exactly. You
sometimes
know?
You get it paid, sometimes you don't get it paid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So custody battle has thrown me into corporate again, into the professional space, but as head of legal for a financial institution, which is funny enough, were my Bursa sponsors about 10 or so years ago. And so it was a great opportunity. And I think it came at the full circle moment for me. It came at the right time. It came with a family that I know. It came with people that are still there and understand my work ethic and understand the type of person I am, even with my personal life, you know. So I think that has been God's biggest blessing in keeping me my head above water. And also
and paying the bills.
And paying the bills. And also then also people understand that you still have these other things. So with that role, they've said, keep everything else that you're doing.
And how do you balance that? How do you balance the, you know, the more public Aurelia that we know with work, with being a mom?
Yeah,
just tell us a little bit about how you balance all of that.
With lots of friends like you and you're in functions that we all need. Yep. You know, I think it's with a lot of support, and I spoke recently at another interview, I think it was an Ig Live, and it was, I've learned from my mentor that it's not about balance, it's about finding harmony. And that's what I preach and I practice now, that it's like, guys, if there was a balance, somebody would have found it already, you know? And I think it's finding harmony and finding harmony with all the passions and everything that you want to do.
So everything can coexist, but exactly. It's not always going to be, you know,
it's not
pressing
gonna be,
at that time.
Not pressing at that time. It's not always going to be balanced. There's not going to be an equilibrium. I can't be at my son's school or my daughter's school. They go to different schools. My son is in 4 terms. My daughter is in 3 terms. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Then I've still got the learned friend. I've still got Meraki Legal. I've still got digital campaigns, influencer campaigns. I've still got 2 days as head of legal for a financial institution. So it's like, okay, then there's still just Aurelia who just wants to do stuff, you know, and go to events. I believe
then
in networking.
Then there's still me time. We still have to factor in me time.
Exactly.
What's raising the bar?
Raising the bar. I still, you know,
there's a lot.
Listen, I've had to even, like, I think it's a month now, and I was like, okay, guys, I need to find my balance. And Raise the Bar has had to, like, take a back seat because I'm like, okay, let me not put pressure on myself, you know, and find ways which, again, these things can coexist. And if I can't drop something, I'm very comfortable to do it.
Yeah, because not everything is urgent all the time.
Exactly. I was like, okay, maybe you're going to raise the bar. It's not critical because it's also time doing this. And I've also now gotten into the role. I was studying last year. I was doing my postgrad in labor dispute resolution practice. And now I'm like, okay, well, I've got an opportunity to convert that to a master's. Now I'm busy with that, trying to convert
it.
And
You're always studying.
I love it.
Yeah, you actually do.
Look who's talking. Exactly. And then it's like, from my labor arbitration exam, an advocate that was there picked me up and put me on a panel, and now I'm chairing disciplinary hearings. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this money. I need all the money.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, fine, put me in more stuff, you know? But again, it's like I say, I've had to like reframe it in my mind. I'm like, oh, I chair disciplinary hearings for fun. Fun and money, of course, but like for fun. You know?
It's always good.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's things like that. Like, what can I take on and what can I not? And what can, you know, can I drop for now?
For now, yeah.
And then once I'm like, okay, things are settled. Because, again, this is another new role. Mm. Now you're chairing disciplinary hearings. I mean, I had my first one last year in November. And I promise you, probably started about 1 o'clock, and at 6:30 it ended.
The preparation that goes into that as well. Actually, nothing can prepare you for the first one, right?
Nothing.
Because you don't know what to expect.
I slept at 6:30. I woke up 6:30 the next day.
You got home and you passed out.
I was like,
what is this? Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it was one of those things where I was like, okay, this is great. And you're just like, oh man, I can do this. It's like my exam. Can't you? The exam is 1 hour, my darling. Not a full day of you.
But that just goes to show that no matter how much you study, nothing actually prepares you for practice. Like, once you start doing the work, you find that the theory was actually just an introduction.
Absolutely.
Because the theory doesn't tell you that, oh, this might take 6 hours.
6 hours, Nakona.
You might fall asleep.
No, not even that. 6 hours and you haven't even gotten to the cross-examination. And you're like, okay, now this has to be postponed. So we've been on postponement for so long. And I'm just like, hey, boy, I thought
and
this was
And doesn't prepare you for that. The theory doesn't prepare you for that.
Nothing.
Sure.
Yeah, so I think it's been that and learning, like, okay, you can't keep all these balls in the air. Mm. It's, you know, I think from the last time that we speak, and now when we do speak, I'm like, you're multi-dextrous, multi-top, oh, multi-talented. And you're like, yeah, but when you put it in practice, as what you're saying, would see, are you going to now kill yourself?
Yeah.
And then there's health and there's other things that you just like.
There's life, there's everything.
Exactly.
But let's tap into you mentioned earlier, you know, that you've also got influencer campaigns.
Yes.
And I think it's very important to stress the versatility of you as a person.
Yeah.
And for anybody who is listening, watching, and they're just like, I do believe I'm a creative. I do believe I'm a digital, content creator.
Yes.
But there's also this big amount of studying that I'm doing towards my LLB.
Yes.
How did you manage to establish yourself as a brand online? Mm-hmm. And what are some of the tips you can share with somebody who really does want to take their online brand a bit more seriously? How can they really just hone into that?
Well, number one, follow sister-in-law.
Thanks.
you do it so well. And I think I have to commend you and even your consistency. So just from learning from you and like what we've been. So even like with us, with Learned Friend, we've had to take a backseat online because there's so much work outside of that. So it's like when we started out, we were like, okay,
it was COVID, remember?
It was COVID and online platform was booming and people wanted to know. And then you're like, post-COVID, okay, well.
We're back outside.
We're back outside and this is the real work. We're going into schools, we're drafting policies. And some of these things, as you can imagine, are quite confidential.
Mm.
So it's like, okay, cool. When you're even sharing, you're just like, oh, okay, can I share that? Because what if, somebody picks it up and we're dealing with anti-bullying campaigns.
And working with kids as well, schools.
Working with kids and schools. That is and sensitive and very sensitive issues.
Mm.
And you just like, you don't even want to talk about or even like have a little
hint about
hint
the work
gonna
you're
know
doing.
My experience. I mean, like, you know, we would have interviews and where people are like, oh, what is the highlight? And you're like, oh, this was actually a highlight. And you're like,
but
oh,
now I can't mention this.
I can't mention this highlight.
The name of the kids, obviously, yes.
Name of the kids. I can't even mention the scenario because somebody
is
going to
pick up and say,
up.
Oh, now you're discussing our stuff on your online platforms.
Exactly. So,
and yeah, you have quite the following. So anyone can pick that up.
Exactly. So it's all, so now we must work with this one.
Yeah.
She's using us as content.
And obviously, you know, with the legal profession, there's integrity more
of
than
course,
anything. You
of
know,
course.
We really can't be seen to be discussing client matters.
Absolutely.
I've been very fortunate that through the platform that I've built, people actually do want me to share. So people will say,
yes.
You can share anonymously.
Yes.
And a lot of the stuff that I share is either already in the public domain
or
somebody who sends me a message or an email says, I think that my experience will be beneficial. Please
Absolutely.
Share it anonymously.
And that's beautiful because you also want, and then you've built such a great platform where people are confident in sharing their stories.
Because they know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And knowing that even in you relaying their story, it's not going to get back to them or it's not going to affect them in a negative way, you know? So that, again, I commend you for the trust that you've built in that way. So, I mean, back to the question is like what you've done well is the consistency. And also you've got tongue in cheek. Be like, you know, you have to, was a funny thing I saw, is it Alfie Sipo or... He's a TikTok.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
how was and it was the ICJ and I promise you, I was so impressed.
Yeah,
just by that is like you have to be creative in the way that if there's something that's trending, you have to think, okay, how can I
leverage off of
exactly
this?
With what I'm already doing, with what my messaging is. So, like we said, we did the Dawn Rush challenge. I mean,
it was makeup.
It was
remember?
Makeup.
And then we were like textbooks.
Textbook, lalelani. Actually, textbook, our gals, we've got this,
yes.
You know? So it's things like that. And also, like, obviously being, you know, in the know. In the know. Like, I've seen with you where you know the most random thing. If anybody talks about marriage on Twitter, you are there on the board, you know? And it's one of those things, and it takes that. It takes you actually doing the work and being committed to what you're building and being committed to your messaging. So you obviously have to decide at the onset, okay, what is my messaging this year? And you know what I've found, even with just as me writing in my vision board, without me doing much, and I'm like, no, I'm going to reach out. I've never had to reach out to agencies or brands. Now I'm like, okay, now I need to. Now I'm at that point to say, now you're not just going to work off just, oh, somebody saw that you posted coffee and then they were like, I was like, mm-mm, I want this specific brand.
Oh, I love that.
You know, yes. I want this specific brand now.
Yes. And because you know what you can bring to the table.
Exactly.
So you get there and you're like, this is what I want to work with you.
Yes, I want to work with
that.
You.
I love
and
that.
And Nakona, it's because you've built and I've built up this course. And I'm also quite picky. As much as I need money, you know.
Can't say yes to
you
everything.
You can't. You know, I had an alcoholic brand that I worked with. And, you know, initially they came. They're like, oh, no, can you do it? And I was like, I don't actually post alcohol. Like, you know, so you won't see me do.
So you have to find the balance. Yes,
and then I said to them, but if you guys have a road safety campaign that you're doing or a CSI project that you're doing, great.
Yes.
Please put me on.
Yes.
You know?
So more on the educational side than the lifestyle side.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Absolutely.
And it's still alcohol, but now from a different perspective or a different angle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
One that aligns with,
good advice.
One that aligns with my messaging, one that aligns with me, you know, where I'm like, okay, cool. Yes, I'll have the December is December for everybody. I'm out, I'm relaxing. But I'm not going to take December lifestyle and make it
and
my work lifestyle.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I love that.
So you know,
very
it's
important.
Exactly. So it's one of those things where you have to be very selective because, again, you're going to end up diluting what you are putting. Yes, you understand there's bills to be paid, but you also don't want to dilute your brand because then you're just going to be taking on, and then nobody, you know, I mean, I'm going to make an example with Beyonce. Beyonce right now, we're all trying to figure out, who are you? Because now you've got a hair care line. We're like, why must there be a discussion about Beyonce? You've never shown your hair.
No, snap.
You've never shown your hair.
Right?
And so it's until you read, she's actually, you know, it's one of those, maybe the capital partner and not necessarily that it's her company and but again Beyonce does not believe in like explaining herself.
Yes,
that's another thing.
Absolutely.
Then
that's
now
so
it's
important.
Like ooh, got a song out, Texas, okay, you were wearing Texas at the Oscar, okay, now and for her and what she's doing, it makes sense.
Yes.
And I guess for people that follow her religiously, it also makes sense. They understand. But you don't want even that conversation because
what are you doing? What do you stand for? What are you doing?
Where are you reinventing yourself again after Renaissance? Now you are
okay.
Texas Ranger. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you don't want, I mean, it's Beyonce and maybe Vele, she doesn't. She still makes money even if she's sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm saying if you are still up and coming, be selfish, be picky about and intentional, yes, about your brand and what your messaging is, you know? So I've like, okay, cool. It's December, no January, so pelile. Okay. But now,
what are we doing?
Let me take some time back. Okay, cool. What do I need to do? When was the last time I did a shoot? It was before COVID. I'm like, oh, I haven't done a corporate shoot. And now I'm back in corporate. I'm just, you know, almost like doing what I was doing before. But I'm just like, but you haven't reintroduced. It's like how you reintroduced yourself. You haven't reintroduced yourself. You haven't said, okay, this is what I'm doing. And this is what I'm going. If it means I am now posting, you know, a lot. I got an MC work. Now that I'm doing an awards for a mining house next week. And I was like, me? Okay. Only MC stuff that I've done is with the bank.
With the bank, yes.
With the bank. And it's Nakona, it's because I've built a relationship with them.
Yes.
So when this came through my email, like, hey, can you please MC?
You were like,
oh, what? I was like, me? I was like, oh, so
I love that.
Saying, oh, MC, okay. But I can understand why.
Where it comes from.
Because if I've been posting about...
It's in alignment with everything else you've been doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure. But I was like, oh, mining house, of course, Gail and Jani. Why would I not?
I love
because
it
it's within
you.
The corporate space. It's within the role of being a general counsel, an in-house counsel. It's just not my 9-to-5. But it's within the space. They've seen my work and what I've put out in terms of the emceeing stuff or the hosting duties, and it aligns. And I was like, okay, well, you have to say yes.
And I think it's also very important for us to touch on the fact that it actually, the size of the following doesn't matter.
Oh, yes.
If you are intentional about the work that you're putting out,
yeah.
the work that you do will land on the right ears, Absolutely. Right? And will be received by the correct people. Even if you have, you know, no followers or, you know, five followers. I always share the story of how sister-in-law actually got noticed when I had 38 followers.
Yeah.
And I was then featured in the True Love magazine in 20... The page was still relatively new. I think it was 2 months.
Yes.
And then they were featuring me for Women's Month, class of 2018.
Yes.
And the page had 38 followers. I remember it specifically being 38.
Mm.
And that's the number that it just goes to show that only the editor of True Love needed to see me
exactly.
at that point or see the page. And she was just like, this is very interesting. Can you tell me more about it? And for me, it was very difficult because at that point when she, you know, approached
you,
me,
yeah.
I didn't know what direction sister-in-law was going to take.
Yes.
But I knew that it's just, and I think I remember describing it, it's just a blog educating women on various issues of family law, right?
And you know,
I didn't know where it was going.
But it's that thing, and I heard it in church recently, Guti. Well, I've heard it before. And it's sometimes like just understanding. I mean, I go to church, I believe in God. And I'm like, you know when sometimes you're like, yeah, if faith, yeah. He's like, yes, I'm a faithful servant. Until you have to actually practice this. And it's that thing, Gutina, if the idea was born in you, it's not the how. Like, why are we holding on to the how,
Yes.
And you're like, yeah, this. And you're like, no, I'm waiting. If I reach 1,000 followers, then I'm going to show them who I... No. Show them with,
now.
With that one.
Yes.
And you don't know who that one is. I mean, that one has her 10 that she... Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
yes.
you repost. Yeah. I think reposting was the most beautiful gift.
It was the best concept ever. Hey,
absolutely.
Retweeting, reposting, saying, all of that.
Yes, because then I get to... show my network what other people are doing, and then they will see and they'll be like, okay, and then curiosity will go there and you'll find something that resonates with you and you'll find somebody who's looking at this. I know how to take this further. I know how this will help somebody else. And I think that's what your platform does. I mean, we had a conversation recently where somebody commented on my thing because of I posted about what you posted on sister-in-law. And they're like, oh, when can you bring this to Durban for his temp? And I'm like,
oh, yes, you did.
I was like, oh, it's not mine.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, and after you shared that with me, there actually has been some interest. But putting together a Joburg workshop is already so dribbling now, trying to put it together in a different province. Yeah, I think that's a challenge I would take on somewhere later
out.
In the year.
Yeah, but reach out, because, I mean, I'm from Durban.
They want to know his
tip.
You know
I'm from Durban. We must
nice there by Durban.
And then we must call them Seleko Wives. We're like, Lalelan, guys. Nina, did you know
legally
when you got into this? Because
it's
one of those things, and I think it's such a murky, murky topic.
But it shouldn't be taboo
anymore.
I don't want to say the practice is happening often, because I guess even with our great-grandparents, they were still, you know, practicing polygamous marriages and whatnot. But it's taken enough of the spotlight for us to not make it taboo anymore.
Yeah.
If you're a second wife, if you're a third wife, it should no longer be your, I don't want to speak about this because it will make people uncomfortable. No, can we hear about it so that we can create awareness, so that we can educate people? Because when something happens, obviously, a lot of the times to the man, then it's a big problem from a succession perspective if we don't know what's going on. So let's have these conversations.
And I love
and create awareness.
The messaging in that way, where you are doing it to like, guys, we're not here to be judging.
There's no
your
shame.
Life.
No.
Or shaming anyone's life choices. We're just saying, in whatever you choose to do, protect yourself. Protect yourself legally. Be educated. Be empowered. Because, I mean, guys, law is, it's life. And that's why even with the projects that we've been doing with Learned Friend, our goal is for this to be part of the curriculum in schools. We're just
anti-bullying laws
absolutely.
Or policies.
Understanding just like little bits of law, understanding the constitution like properly like high school, like right to life, right
even
to life.
Grassroots level.
Exactly, right to life. Like, understand what that is.
And I think the conversation around bullying is also so important. It's because so sometimes, you know, especially, I actually don't want to put an age to it, but sometimes you actually just don't know how to identify a specific scenario as bullying, right?
Absolutely.
And because you don't have a name for it, you are shameful in speaking about it because you don't know how to, you just don't know how to describe the experience you're going through, right?
So it's
platforms like yours that create awareness around bullying and identifying what bullying looks like.
Definitely. And you just reminded me, I went to a forum at Gibbs and was Dr. Ngao, and she's written a book about safe working spaces. So it's bullying in the workplace. Imagine now your mom is a bully.
Your mom is
a bully. But yes, it's that thing. If there are no interventions at grassroots level, if there are no interventions or naming it or labeling it so that you can identify it in order for you to resolve it, right? Label it, call it what it is, and then you can know what to do and you know, okay, what do we do from here? Because as you're saying, people, it's banter and then there's a thin line. There's a thin line. You know, between banter and then it becomes a thing. Nagona, who are you laughing
always
with?
Being picked on. Always
being picked on, you know. And I speak about my own experience where in the working space when I started, you know, you bullied. And a lot of people think, oh, no, it's bullying. And then it's sexual harassment because it's this man. No. You even get bullied by being a victim of sexual harassment. You get bullied for looking a certain way. You get bullied for dressing, for taking care of yourself, you know, for waking up and wanting to wear heels.
Trauma, you are taking me back, for being bullied just because you looked a certain way, had red nails, had a long weave. The minute you take care of yourself, it's a problem. Firstly, we don't pay you enough to look like this, so why do you look like this?
Actually, by the time I came to the interview, I was already looking like this, so do not think it's you. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's one of those things where what we've seen, that it's such a multidisciplinary approach that we've had to do, because the bully is, the perpetrator, rather, is a victim somewhere. Then you have to be like, okay,
where's the root
of this? Because you have to have, especially with kids, we can't just be like, okay, now you are done for. Imagine your life is over in high school.
Or even primary. And the reason why you're a bully is because, shame, at home, things are also not looking too good. So
exactly.
If we also don't identify the root, we're really not going to fix the problem.
You know, I always make it this, and I didn't know it was bullying. I just thought my cousin's teasing me. I mean, there's a cousin of mine. I love her, but when I think about it, I'm like, hey, boy, I was bullied.
This one's a bully.
You know, and I say this because something so small. I mean, I used to do pageants and that, and I remember winning this pageant. So before I went, she was like, what if you don't win? And I'm like, no, then I don't win. And then, I mean, I'll try again. I mean, you know, it's not my first one, right? She's like, what if you're walking there and then you fall? I'm like, okay.
Trying to just plant seeds of doubt.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she's like, okay. Then sharp, I go there. Did I not fall? But I felt now when I was correcting my flowers and my crown. Then I fell. And then when I come back home, she's like, what if they call you and say they made a mistake?
Shh. Like,
but at this point, girl.
I hope you guys have a better relationship now.
I don't know where she is, but I'm
okay.
But it's little things like that, and helping children identify what bullying is and how it starts. Because again, it's what that thing, if you allow a certain behavior for so long, then it's
from one person, then you're going to definitely take it from the next person.
Exactly, because now it's the norm.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you are always the one that's being bullied because you haven't been able to identify you.
And call it out from the beginning stages.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Sure, I love
that. It's like some of the cases that we read where you read where somebody was raped and then they just constantly bona. There's a case of rape. There's a case. But it's that thing which if you sit down in these matters and you understand this person started at a point where this was almost normalized behavior. It's like that thing if your man beats you up, we are tanned.
Yes, because he's just trying to instill discipline and show you. That's the only. That's his love language.
As a grown woman, why must I be disciplined by a man?
Yeah.
Or lingana.
So now you go to the next relationship, it's worse, but you think, okay, this, he definitely then loves me more because if
yes.
it was...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so,
so
true.
So it's those behaviors and it's that thinking. And unfortunately, because we don't all come from the same house and we don't all have the same background
knowledge.
In our teachings and also life experiences. So a lot of, you know, our background and our life experiences inform our decision making and inform our thinking going forward.
Sure.
So you walk into a corporate space with umuntu okhulele eNyukasela, or umuntu where is my hometown, or okhulele in suburbia. And you're now in the same working space. Azothi wena, I was sensitive. Be sensitive because mina, from the Crawford, you know?
Yeah.
This was something that was taught to
you. Yes, we had the bullying policies in place, blah, 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 blah.
How dare you not then respect the policies in the corporate space when mina ngikhule ngiyazile yonto. Mina besiyazi siyazelaphi policy ye bullying.
Yo.
Usoft nje wena. Do you get what I'm saying? So you are having to now deal with
and
so
learning
many.
And learning.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. So... Again, yeah, I think we can talk to kingdom come. But it's again that thing what you're saying, that your vision didn't change, your goal didn't change. So whether the person came when you had 38 followers or the person came when you had 100,000 followers, the vision still remained the same.
So and consistency, which is what you said at the beginning.
It's the consistency. Sticking and being intentional and sticking to your messaging. And I think that's very important because, again, if, you know, it's another thing with team. If you are someone different on LinkedIn, someone different on Twitter, someone different on Facebook, someone on Instagram, someone different on TikTok, then someone different on emails and WhatsApp.
Yeah.
It's being authentic to your messaging, authentic to yourself. Which what you're putting out, you can't be like, oh, no, that's just my Twitter profile.
And it goes back to what you're saying about it just being banter. Like, yes, we know how to read the room. Obviously, the tone that we're going to use on LinkedIn is not necessarily the same as Twitter, right?
Yes.
But are you a good person?
Yes.
You know, are you a good person? Because
yes.
then if you're a good person, then it doesn't actually... You know,
matter.
You won't be crucified for
absolutely
a slightly different tone on the different platforms.
And also, that's when the creativity then comes in. And goes, okay, I understand LinkedIn is going to have a different caption. To yes, it will still have the same messaging,
but a different caption. Altogether.
In the same way, I'll put a bikini picture on Instagram.
You won't do
gagging
on LinkedIn. I also find it very difficult to use emojis on LinkedIn. I feel like I'm not being serious with when I use emojis. But on Instagram, I can use emojis like whoop, you know, party or whatever.
Yes.
So even if I'm saying congratulations on LinkedIn and congratulations on Instagram.
You feel like you have to write the full word of congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Advocating.
Yes.
On this auspicious.
Whereas on Instagram, it's congrats, Ray. And then heart emojis.
Heart emojis.
Yeah, but it's the same messaging.
On Twitter,
we're saying,
there's a gift there that someone
it's
dancing.
The same. Yeah, it's the same messaging.
And it's the same messaging, but again, it's that it's you having to be creative to be able to speak throughout all the platforms. You know?
Sure.
And I love that's what I'm saying. I love following this one called Legal Cheek. And they just say the things that we think of but don't really say, and then you can just repost that.
It's not my voice.
It's not my voice.
But I can relate. Yes,
I can relate.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
one of those things where it's like, Nazi Pela, we are laughing people. We are not serious. I mean, we not. Like, we even, I think in the one time we were speaking the group and we were saying, oh, no, we're going to do the challenge. You must all wear black and white. We're like, sorry, I'm going to wear pink.
I'm going to wear orange.
You said, I was like, I'm going to wear my company colors. I'm going to wear orange.
But funny enough, I think we did end up just wearing black and white, most of us. Yeah.
Because that is the basis of
our
profession,
and that's the perception. But yeah, we've really managed to. I like it. We've really managed to be creative in this space, and we've demystified the law.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Even concepts such as bullying, we've managed to package in a friendly and easy to understand manner.
Yes.
So thank you for the work that you do. It's very important.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the platforms of legal education. That is
your
phone. No,
now we're going in with, you know, with better insights.
Absolutely.
We'll make informed decisions.
With experience.
With experience.
Yes. Hey, yes.
Life is, no better teacher than life, honestly.
Absolutely.
So, Aurelia, in the last few minutes that we have, is there anything important that you'd like to share on this platform? Something that may change someone's life, young life?
Don't get married in community of property.
Thank you. You know.
No, I'm saying your own words. And I'm just like, I think, and it's one of those things where I'm just like, we say it and you're laughing and you're just like,
But we mean it.
But we mean it for real, guys. Like, check your documents. Mm. Check everything. And I say this to my clients at Meraki, and I say, guys, please involve me at the inception. Involve me.
Because to unbundle your mess.
It's going to cost more for me to unbundle.
Mm.
Don't call me when now I need to call in we're litigating. Don't call me at that point.
Because now when we must call the other top dogs, they also need to get paid, right?
Exactly.
So, and that's exactly what I always say. Yes, a marriage contract is not cheap.
Yeah.
But the mess at the end. It's not worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think it's that's the messaging to any clients that are listening.
Yeah.
Please call through.
Call me up.
Call me up. But call me before you sign that deal.
Yes.
You know, before you go into business. We always say, we're here to cater for startups because we know how it is to be a startup.
And not be able to afford legal services.
Absolutely.
So we've actually built something affordable.
Exactly. Because we understand. Nati ourselves was startup and we knew we had to have an accountant. We're like whatever happens, sooner we don't get a salary. Then Uguti, there's nobody who understands. We already know lawyers and numbers. And then law math. A lawyer's math is very different.
No, please don't even involve me with the numbers. I was busy doing my bookkeeping assignment for PMT.
Yes.
The whole time I was like, what the hell is going on? And I was just trying to figure
and
it out the whole time.
And you passed the stuff, right?
I don't know yet. I just submitted.
No, I'm saying, but
oh, yes,
passed.
Boards,
we passed.
Yeah.
Even accounting for legal practice, we passed. But you don't remember exactly how, but you just...
With numbers.
You needed to get, And it's one of those things where if... Get a professional involved.
Yeah.
I cannot be an accountant in my business.
Yeah.
I cannot be a lawyer in my business. I cannot be the admin person as well. Like, when I walked in, I felt like I was like, I think like I need an assistant. But I'm like, I'm not making enough. And I don't feel like...
How are you going to pay someone else's salary?
Exactly.
You yourself at the end of the month, you're like, one, two, three. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Already I'm like, I've got support a care. I've got an au pair.
Yes.
I've got the nanny. My son is autistic. He's five people in one.
Yes.
So you understand
that
is critical. I need somebody to assist me.
You need the support at home. Yes.
But now I'm like, professionally, I also need a support. And I'm like, I'm sure I must make more coins.
Yeah.
I must get
so
more
you can
campaigns.
Afford the
so I can afford
assistant.
That.
Absolutely.
Because
sure.
Again, it's your messaging, it's your brand, it's your professionalism, it's still your name at the end of the day. I don't want to be known as, hey, Aurelia, she needs help. When people are looking at us, shame, same thing, you know?
How's she juggling all of this?
How's she juggling? I'm like, that's what I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not.
This morning, I was thinking about how, the elders always used to say, if our problems were written on our forehead, we wouldn't step outside.
No.
I used to be like, the drama. But I finally understand that
Absolutely.
If we looked like our problems or
Girl.
If they were written on our forehead,
Girl.
We wouldn't be here meeting with each other with our heads held high.
You know what? We would get awards. We would get awards if our
awards
problems,
for flames.
Awards for flames. And you actually still... Getting up and handling.
And showing up.
And showing up.
Yeah.
You would
important.
Get awards. And that's the other thing. And it's like, guys, to be authentic, you, if you are just yourself and you're honest and you're authentic, you're not waking up and putting up a face. You're not waking up and putting up a show because sometimes that mask falls off.
Phew.
And it will fall off. And it just falls off.
Yeah.
It just because then it's like you had made yourself
it
this
had,
person.
Yes,
had put
it had
on
been piling
mask,
up.
Had been piling
well.
up. And then if you don't have the support and you don't have people that you can be honest with,
I'm drowning.
Zianet, I'm not drowning. I'm drowning while it's raining.
And hail.
It's tsunami, kune hailstorm. But fanexa sangvuke, like the weather of Johannesburg, kube ngathi kwenzekanga lutho.
No, that's so true. Hey, that hailstorm will rock you. The next day is bright and sunshiny.
Ngatubuna manga.
Must show up for the Bello's podcast recording.
Ngatubuna manga. Hey, boy, did it rain your side? Did you see? You know, and
your side.
You know, and it's one of those things, but it's being honest with yourself. It's being honest with the people that you've committed yourself to, you know. And it's one of those things. I was laughing when I was driving and I was like, gosh, on the day that I'm going to this, now there must be 3 car accidents. I'm like, I know she's not going to believe me. I was like,
let me take a picture.
And then she sends, and then you send me the most calm, oh, babe, you've done this before.
Drive safe.
I drive safe. Yeah. Don't stress. And I say, oh, no.
And I even said, we're not going to talk for long. So now I've reached the point where I'm ready to cut you off because I know this conversation of ours won't finish.
Yes. I was supposed to say the last thing.
Yeah, maybe you'll take me out for coffee after this. We'll see.
No, of course. Yeah. always. And it's, yeah. So anyways, yes, it's businesses, clients, people. I think it works for any young business. And you know what, guys? Bring us on at inception. We think better. In that, and we also think,
and we're not emotionally invested in your business yet,
absolutely.
So we are able to guide you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
I love that.
So involvement from inception, honesty from inception, and yeah, man,
just get it done.
We think better when we paid.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think yeah, drops mic. Yeah, you are done. You're done. Thank you so much, Aurelia, for your time. I know I'll be seeing a lot more of you on this platform as I have been seeing throughout the years. Thank you for the work that you do and good luck for the next 5 years. See you in 5 years' time where are they now?
Pressure. Thank you so much for having me and thank you for this platform. And thank you for the ladies that reach out with their personal stories. I think that is such a brave thing.
That's an important part of this platform.
So I'm just like, it's because even if we haven't, learned or experienced those certain things in our own life,
learn from other people.
Sharing your experiences and us having, you know, shedding a different light or a different perspective on your situation is really important. So I think also just to thank the ladies that are brave enough to share their stories and share their experiences and not because they want pity or whatever, but they want the next person
to create
to
awareness.
Learn.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Aurelia.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you guys at home, I know you enjoyed today's conversation. I surely did. Please don't forget to rate and review the show. Don't forget to subscribe. Please, please, please comment and share and like and all those lovely things. Until next time, bye.